Ghana Health Service is putting in place remedial measures to ease the congestion and suffering of patients. The Director General of the service, Dr. Ebenezer Piadintra, who stated this on Behind the News, said the service has made arrangements with some private and public health institutions, as well as retired medical professionals, to attend to patients. He spoke to Agatha Asamoa.
For some time now, we've been talking about how to get the private sector, the public, all work together as one. For now, government finances the public sector, and sometimes appears if we are in competition. But about 2 years ago, we met and said that if we wanted to reduce maternal mortality, then we have to just look at the advantages of each side. If the private sector had theaters, for example, and then the public did not have, then we could actually send patients there and then work there. If, on the other hand, the private could also admit patients into the public system, then they could also follow up there. And that is a similar service. So we saw that in this situation where the public sector doesn't respond, right, then we could now just look at that and say that our private sector, you need wards to take your patients. So once you've admitted, you can go to the private sector and then see them. At the same time, you could also use the outpatient department or the public sector that works there. So we thought that if we did that, it's similar. So that anytime any patient anywhere went to the hospital, you will not find any problem. If it happened that you had this surgery, you could either go to the private sector and be directed to go there, or to the public sector, depending on the doctor available, to do the service for you.
Only in the cities and not in the rural areas.
In the areas, we don't have the private sector. But fortunately, in the rural areas, we have the medical assistants who are manning the health centers. And they see primary cases and they refer them to the hospital. Most of the hospitals, we have the private.
And, Doc, what has been the response of the private sector to this initiative? Have there been challenges or any challenges to this seamless health service delivery system?
What has made it tough for some time now is now looking at the insurance scheme, the payment arrangement. If you move a patient to a private sector, they have a higher, it's not that they demand being the tariff, and that is where they negotiate with the insurance. So we thought that at the appropriate time, when we brought all parties onto the table, we'd be able to sort things out.
You heard the Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Ebenezer Piadintra.
Still on the doctor's strike, the Ghana Institute of Governance and Security has called on the GMA to resubmit workable proposal to facilitate an amicable resolution of the misunderstanding concerning their working conditions. The institute says it agrees with the medical doctors in demanding better condition of service, but they should not hold the nation to ransom by sacrificing the lives of patients for monetary benefits. The executive director of the institute, David Agwe, made the appeal in an interview with Yahya Kwamwa.
Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, our position on the Ghana Medical Association strike action is the fact that, first of all, they are not supposed to go on strike. In that, they've been telling Ghanaians that they do not have condition of service. For me, as somebody who has studied labor and labor laws, I think that it is what I will call a public deceit, in the sense that when you are employed as a medical doctor, you are given a letter of appointment. And that letter of appointment states categorically your pay, how much is given to you, and a certain reasonable allowance, and where you will sleep, and all that. So they have a certain partial, what I'll call, condition of service. So for them to make a blunt statement that they do not have condition of service, it is half-truth. But the matter is that, as we speak now, they've made a certain proposal to the government, which almost every media house have also reported that what they are demanding is so absurd, it is untenable. And Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, our position is that the Ghana Medical Association needs to resubmit a yesable and acceptable proposition of condition of service to government, such that government will be able to look at the coffers of the country and say that, yes, if they are requesting, if they are demanding a certain reasonable pay increment, if the government checks and we realize that, yes, the coffers of the country could support it, yes, then the government can do that.
Executive Director of the Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, David Agwe.
A labor consultant, Nana Kofi Edu, has also added his voice to calls on the striking doctors to call off the strike, describing it as illegal. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
With the GMA, my first question is, when did the doctors realize that they didn't have conditions of service? And what have they been doing on the conditions of service. All the, as of now, we know the work they are doing. Undisputed. They are doing very well. But in order for them not to lose public sympathy, I would passionately advise them to call off the strike and go back to work. Because from the line of arguments going on, the government program that is in place cannot be sidestepped. Please them on a wage advocacy viral that will spread to all public organizations. Everybody will be demanding it. And that will throw the Ghana government's budget and financial remains out of gear. So I would advise that they should go back to work while negotiations continue.
You are saying that they should go back to the negotiating table. But Nana, we have a string of strikes from doctors to nurses, pharmacists, and even we understand teachers too. What is accounting for these numerous labor unrest?
I believe that this is the only country where labor unions go to negotiate without looking at what budget positions have been made for them. Institutions go to negotiate without looking at their turnovers, their profits, what corporate plans the company have. They just go and negotiate without regard to budgetary allocations. So I believe we have come to a time where before you make your demand, you look at what the organization has made its ability to pay, what government allocations have been made for your sector. Then based on that, you submit your proposal. But if you submit your proposal out of the blue, definitely no serious organization will look at that.